Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Shazam box office report, Birds of Prey in action, De Niro talks Joker, and a lot of television news. Even though this is DC movie news, we cover it all.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest...
You're rocking.
Three greatest heroes.
Yeah, well, three greatest heroes.
Roxy's here via spirit from Chicago. So there's four.
All right!
Here we are!
She's here like a force ghost.
There you go.
See what I did there?
Oh,
yes.
You made it relevant to the day's news.
I did not see that yet, but that's okay. What's up, everybody? This is DC Movie News Live!
Hey, here we are.
On the Popcorn Talk Network. So good to be
boys.
With you all. Yeah, Boys Club today.
Boys Town!
Hey.
Here we are. So yeah, Roxy is in Chicago for the big Schmodown event this weekend, as well as, I guess, it's Celebration Weekend in Chicago for...
I guess they got a couple of things going on.
Great times, so you have a lot of geek fandom
descended upon Chi-Town, and as such, ancillary geek activity.
It's funny. Listen to all this stuff coming out of there right now, and it's like, I never wanted to go to Celebration, but I'm seeing all my friends going nuts for the stuff, and I love the enthusiasm. I guess that's like us in Hall H. Like when they do that kind of thing. I guess that's their Hall H for them.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, that's awesome. I see it. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, well, this was a big one because, you know, there was so much, you know...
There had been a little bit of a dip off.
It was a little bit of a stumble. Oh, to quote Gary Delabate, it was a bit of a stumble. They had like a couple movies. One was like not everybody loved.
One that a lot of people...
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Force Awakens was... basically liked, was it not?
Oh, no, we're going beyond those.
Yeah. I think that one was Force and Rogue, they loved.
Force and Rogue, they loved. And then it took a detour.
Did it, okay.
And that split the fandom, and this seems like everything that's coming out of it, I know we're not talking about it, but it seems
Last Jedi was very divisive. Solo was mostly just like, why?
Yeah.
Nothing new here.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
That was the feeling. But I don't know, this one looked good, but basically... This is all to say, obviously, this is not Star Wars news. There's plenty of those shows.
No!
But Disney... kind of dominated the week because they had this Disney Plus announcement.
Yeah.
And so there's not a ton of DC news. We got some stuff to talk about, but there's not...
But that's okay. Every week is not loaded with news. We've had a... It's been a good 2019 for DC.
I mean,
Shazam is crushing it. We'll give you a little box office update.
Give it to us.
By the end of the week, which is essentially right now, it should be at right around $70 million domestically, which I think people are very happy about. And, you know, obviously Endgame's coming out, which everyone's saying, oh, it's going to get destroyed. Well, yeah, of course Endgame is going to destroy the box office. But Shazam's been out a couple of weeks. It's okay. Still doing very, very well.
Yes.
And everyone seems to be enjoying the heck out of it. And I don't know where it's going to be as far as projections go.
I'm going to say this. I have a feeling it will probably make the least out of all the DC films. Maybe more than Justice League. But you have to understand it's already made back its budget. It's already a success. They've already...
What was the budget?
$80 million.
Okay.
That's what it is. The rumor is somewhere between 70 to 90.
I would say it's going to end somewhere mid-600s because Endgame is coming out. The talk is it's going to dominate this box office against this weekend. Hellboy is going to tank.
Which is so crazy. I'm shocked that, you know, we have another pretty major superhero, like the third film, obviously not connected to Guillermo's films,
right.
But like they were so gung-ho to not let Guillermo make his very expensive
version.
Remember
that? They were always like, I love his voice. I have a script, I want to do it. And they're like, no, we're not doing your movie.
Right, because it was too expensive, but then reboot it so quickly.
And like, we're just going to throw money at it. It's like, what? Guillermo, granted, even the first two films never made tremendous box office, but they're loved. They're great films.
Yeah, and
you watch them, they're so well done.
It's clearly going to make, if it's already at 70 and it's
second... We're talking Shazam, right? Not Hill.
Yes,
Shazam.
If it's already at 70 and it's second weekend, I mean, it's safe to say that it domestically it could, anything it'll cross 100?
Oh, easily.
Definitely. Domestically. And it's doing really well overseas, too. I agree with Mike. It's going to beat Justice League, but then probably
just beat.
Yeah.
And that is not to say, I hate when people throw up because it doesn't make it...
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Amount of money, a film, not saying Shazam, that it didn't do well. This movie's made back its box office.
Yep.
I would say a C-list character at best.
And internationally,
not many people know about this movie.
People will love this film internationally.
It'll have legs. The sequel's already been greenlit.
And it was kind of the best reviewed, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it the best reviewed of all the DC movies?
I want to say it's just under Wonder Woman as far as Rotten Tomatoes score. It's like 92. It's like, yeah. It is an unmitigated success, but because... it didn't make $800 million.
Let me get your thoughts on this, both of you, because
let's
give some thoughts. A lot of people are trying to figure out, do I like Aquaman better or Shazam better? And to me, they're two they're such completely different films that I'm not even worried about whether or not I like Aquaman or Shazam better. I enjoyed them both for what they were. Aquaman was something we've never really seen before.
Yeah.
And Shazam, it was the fun film that everyone was hoping for, and I think it surpassed a lot of expectations. So to me, it's like, I think we had two home runs, and of course Aquaman financially just exploded.
Sure did.
These are both, that's a great analogy. That's a sports analogy for anyone not aware. That's a home run. It's when you hit it out of the park and you get a score. And the reason they're both home runs is because Aquaman crosses $1 billion with Aquaman, the character
Aquaman.
That was a joke in a TV show a few years ago, and then Shazam, a character that for years has been a problem for DC because it's really similar to Superman, what to do with it, the tone is all over the place,
it's
there's a tiger, and rolled the dice with these two characters, and they both did what they had to do, and then some. So now... The conversation is nobody's worried about DC movies or the future of them anymore. With those two successes in a row,
the last time I was on, I was like, I just wish either Justice League came out before Wonder Woman or never happened, because we've had three massive successes in a row.
I still don't understand how you have all those huge characters in one movie, and I'm still reeling from bombing of Justice League.
It is the hands that were all in it, the Sujahard, all that crap that. We now know what was out. We now know what was originally planned with Snyder's five films.
And you just
look back and you're like, oh, no wonder it failed.
But it's
and you hear these stories now coming out of Hellboy of all the fighting on set and this and that. Like,
oh,
you
this, know, the you, reviews of that are good.
But that's not even the reason. Mm-hmm. It's like the behind the scenes.
Yeah, apparently.
So you just know. But I went and saw Shazam finally again for the second time with my girlfriend. And she is kind of like... she likes these things because I love it. It's part of my world. So she goes, but she was really excited for this. And she sat down with me and she... absolutely love this film. She has no idea about the character, doesn't know the history of it, and she loved this film because it's all about heart, and it's so heart. I always tell this, the movie's wonderful. That's what I use for this movie. It's wonderful.
That's the number one thing I tell people, because Shazam is making a lot of buzz, and people say, well, all right, you host a DC show, like, do I need to know anything about Shazam? No. You can sit down, not know anything about the character, and you will have it explained to you in a fun way, and you're going to enjoy it. Case in point, the lovely Shannon.
I think that's why the Joker has going for it. I mean, I think...
Again, it looks like such a total different thing. And I didn't realize that there were a lot of people that thought this was a bad idea, because we're in like our own little bubble.
I kind of thought... Remember, I wasn't on board with it.
Yeah,
until that trailer. I was not on board with it. I was like, why are they doing this? I don't like the character.
Yeah.
I saw that trailer and I was just like, oh, I'm on board.
I'm ready to go. I got to say, I was sold because I just love that actor so much. And like...
But did you see... They Were Never There. I thought that was 2 hours of him just playing with himself. It was like, I was like, oh, God.
I didn't love that movie the way it was kind of hyped to me before, but I loved, like, her.
Yes,
I just think he's tremendous.
He's one of these
like, force of nature actors that is just so good. And Tom Phillips is a guy that can do whatever he wants. So it was just like this idea that, much like what I've heard about the Harley Quinn movie, is that like the pitch is what sold this movie. It was not like the studio saying, well, we've already made these calls to investors and we have to have these movies.
Right.
The strategy that you hated for so long,
yeah.
like just announce and now we have to make these movies.
Right.
These were filmmakers who were like, well, I have this this idea for a Joker movie, and they were like, tell us more.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to deal with what you've got over this Justice League mess. Can I just do this character in this film over
and that's,
here?
It's a totally different strategy than Kevin Feige taking, like, you know, directors that are kind of up-and-comers and bringing them on this more team, this more TV style of way that they're making those movies.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Totally.
Marvel is a very much like a TV style.
It
like,
is, and it should be, and I love that. I love the Marvel-ness about it.
Is your costume designer department for the entire film. You're not going to bring in, hey, I've got my costume designer that I worked on. He's going to come in. They're like, no, they're going to work in this house.
Well, do you remember when the rumblings first began about this Joker being made? And we're thinking, wait, Joaquin Phoenix, Jared Leto, we're going to have two you can go back and watch. We were all perplexed, to say the least. We're like, wait, how is this going to... And guess what? It all got worked out.
Yeah.
We had Shazam crushing it, already had about $160 million
in a couple
of weeks.
Remember how we talked about Shazam, like, this ain't happening. This never happened.
Of course.
This ain't happening. And I think what's funny now is how The Rock's coming on. And now, I didn't realize that he was a producer on Shazam.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
But he now's like, hey, guys... happy for the success, we're going within a year. It's like, that almost seems like a fire got lit under him going.
So does that bring us to our next topic? I don't know. Well, we're talking about the sequel to Shazam, which was announced.
Yes.
Which makes sense. And then I heard like, oh, well, part of the reason it's moving along, kind of like the Stranger Things situation, is when you have kids at that age that maybe are a little older, playing a little younger, you gotta go quick.
Yeah.
So... now here's the question. Chat roll, jump in. Are we going to see Shazam 2 before we see Black Adam?
Well, The Rock said what? He's filming within a year, right?
That's what he said. If Shazam is moving quickly, then they'll probably be filming within a year, too.
Well, here's the thing. They could film it and sit on it if it doesn't make sense for the story.
They could film them both close.
Remember in the movie... the wizard tells him, we gave our power to this individual and it didn't work. And they showed kind of Black Adam in that kind of form. So is it going to be a... in the past? Is it going to be when Black Adam...
Here's my prediction. You guys tell me if you think I'm crazy. Right. Here's my call.
Please.
Shazam 2 is coming out first.
You reading the tea leaves?
I'm reading the tea leaves. Okay. I'm thinking Shazam 2 before Black Adam, possibly the same year, possibly shot around the same time. But then I think it's only going to be in a movie called... Shazam versus Black Adam.
Oh boy.
That they actually meet up. I don't think Black Adam's going to be in Shazam 2.
No, I don't think so either.
And I don't think Shazam's going to be in Black Adam 1. And
I think they might show
that. Maybe they do sort of a dark Captain America version
where he goes to sleep.
We start in the past.
Yeah.
And then, like, we bring him into the modern
day. Yeah, I'm on board with
because
that.
Because they are intimating that he is going to end up being some kind of an anti-hero. Like, they're not going to make Black Adam an out and out villain.
Right.
So,
and they could set it all in Kondak. Is that what it is? Kondak.
Kondak.
That's
Kondak,
his like his
with a Q.
His country. He's kind of reigning over. I think that's a smart idea. I think what I don't think is what I'm trying to say here. These films, you got to strike when the iron's hot. I think, and I think Wonder Woman 2 is pushing that border. It's like we haven't seen her in a while.
I know, but they went right into production. That's the thing
is, after
that whole contract negotiation, they did get into production quickly. That movie is one that they're like holding on to for a really long time.
And people are dying. I mean, DC's doing great. Hopefully, Joker will be a nice success. And I think the Joker, again, I think I read the budgets for that, like $30 million for the Joker.
So really?
I think it's low.
Wow.
But that'll be success opening weekend. Birds of Prey is kind of the odd, like, what's going to happen with it budget-wise, but it's going to come on that February sweet spot, and then Wonder Woman 2 will be next summer, so...
And I'm back!
We're pretty split in the chat roll.
What do we split on?
Well, some people think that there's no way The Rock sitting on the sidelines that Black Adam's going to come first.
But The Rock is so busy.
He's always so busy.
It's always... But the fact that he hasn't said anything about it until, like, this weekend when Shazam... went gangbusters. He thanked everyone, and he's like, "Hey guys, we're going forward with it." So that to me is like,
yes,
okay. He's like, I think that's almost kind of like because figure you got 10 projects and you see Shazam, you're like, "Damn, this is so damn good. I want to be a part of that. I know I've got this character. Let's go. All right, guys, get this script. Let's go."
I also want to see, as much as I appreciate the Shazam costume and the padded muscles and everything, I like to see Dwayne Johnson actually just fill out a super suit.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys that can fill out the super suit. Even Henry Cavill, I think his costume has accentuations, and that guy is
stacked. I don't know.
Stacked.
Henry Cavill looks like a Greek statue.
He does, and he looks even bigger than ever
now. And The Rock looks like he busted out of a Greek statue.
Yeah, The Rock looks like it's a cartoon of a Greek statue.
He is the most attractive human being on the face of the planet.
I guess I prefer to get Black Adam first and then Shazam right afterward. Back to back.
Did I talk to you guys about the Shazam suits and my thoughts on it?
No, what were your thoughts?
Well, the thought is, because remember everyone was like, you know, Zach Levi did all that stuff about him working out, and then they showed the costume and he was all kind of, they said, the puffy muscles.
Right.
And they kind of went at him about that. But then you see...
It looks great.
But then you see the reveal of the Shazam family, and they all look the same. Mm-hmm. That was a specific choice to have those muscles all look the same.
Yes.
So everyone's body type is different. And if you had all those actors that played the Marvel family working out and then used, you know, used minimal muscle enhancements, it would have all looked different. They all look like the comics come to life. So casting, I think that was a very specific choice to make the muscle suits all very similar.
And the casting was great. Did we mention Henry Gayden coming back to write the sequel?
No, we didn't.
Our friend Humberto Gonzalez, El Maimbe, released just a couple of days ago, Henry Gayden will return to write the sequel to Shazam. We already talked about how you got the kids involved. You kind of got to do it relatively fast if you want the kids to still be little.
Yeah so you got to start shooting kind of quickly. They have ideas. It seems like David F. Sandberg definitely wants to come back.
Do you think they have a story already?
I think they do.
Wow.
I think they do.
I would think so.
I think they do. I mean, we spoilers for Shazam right now.
Clearly, Savannah's the villains.
Well, no, I mean, I think Savannah's now got Mr. Mind on his shoulder. Like, it does seem like Savannah would be back. Yeah. Plus, you have a whole team, so he's going to have an army. So maybe you do get Black Adam in this. I don't know. But it's also interesting that they're going to be different tones.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Shazam that I don't know. Mr. Mind, Dr. Savannah, and Black Adam are the three villains I know that Shazam has. Yeah.
So, I got to be honest, though. I feel like if you have a sequel, you want to up the ante, you give us The Rock, man.
It does seem weird.
But that seems like you're going from this to this.
Also a whole team.
Yeah, they got
it's
Shazam
not
family.
Just one hero yeah. now. There's
we might
a whole
get a glimpse
team.
Of his backside yeah. or something. Who knows? Maybe not full Rock.
I don't know. It would be cool. But again, I don't think he's going to end up being like ultimately an evil villain.
No, Black Adam. I think he'll be very gray.
Yeah, and Savannah is pretty much... Evil.
Yeah, he's evil.
By his own admission.
Yes.
No he's doubt. Gone there. Mm.
So yeah, we already mentioned that. Obviously, the film's at $160 million just about, which is great. And the sequel, maybe we'll be filming soon. You heard it first. Adam Gertler says Shazam 2 will happen before Black
Adam. That's my prediction.
So you're thinking it's like going to be like Godzilla, Kong Skull Island, King of Monsters.
Yes! Or even what's going on now is Godzilla, King of Monsters, and then next year, Kong
versus... Get rid of Godzilla, King of Monsters, Kong versus Godzilla.
Yes.
So I agree. Yes. I think that's what it's going to be, too. I think it's going to have Black Adam's going to have his own movie. Shazam's going to have his own movie. Then we're going to get Shazam versus Black Adam.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
Wasn't the... Are we allowed to talk about... It's been out, so most people have seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say, I don't think we've all been in the studio together since the movie came out.
We have not. No.
I really was pleasantly surprised by the post-credit scene. I did not think there was going to be one. And there sure was.
And there was two. There was the mid-credits and the
Which
post-credits.
Which one are you talking about?
Oh my God, my brain. I think the first one is what I did. Was there a post?
The one you're talking about was not a post credit scene. It was in the film. The two post credits were Savannah in his cell, him talking to the fish at the very end.
Yes.
You're thinking Superman, right?
Oh my God, unless I didn't even stay for the end of it. I thought it was over.
Superman happened before the end credits.
Yeah.
That's the last scene of the movie.
Oh, yes, of course, in the cafeteria.
But that's what you're talking about.
No.
Oh.
I was talking about...
Aquaman?
No, I was talking about the...
Savannah.
Yes.
With the Mr. Mind.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. That's post-credits.
Really enjoyed that. I just didn't expect it.
Okay.
It was pretty sweet. I thought, like, you know, we would just have nothing in the credits.
Well, then upon watching the film on sequel, on following viewings, you see that Mr. Mind is in there. He's in the glass in the forefront of the screen early. I saw...
And then it's broken in the middle of the movie when they... the sins destroyed it. It's gone.
And Annabelle is in the movie.
I didn't see that.
Annabelle in the...
I saw a photo,
in
but
the
I...
the shop early on. Annabelle's right there. When you see it in IMAX, it really stands out.
Is it Annabelle is in Aquaman as well?
Yes. Yes.
Is it the doll, right?
It's when... I forget what scene it was.
It's where Mara's craft is in the underwater container and they go through the sewage. It's in the floating there.
Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of Shazam talk, but also we got Renee Montoya in action. That's right. Rosie Perez, Birds of Prey. We got some set photos going on. That's another thing. We're all excited about Joker, but here we are. Birds of Prey shooting.
I
think they're wrapping up this weekend, right? Or soon.
Yeah, very soon. They've been shooting for a while, and we have a lot of actually the next couple of stories. We have different photos
from
the shooting.
Yeah.
So Renee Montoya, Rosie Perez, it looks like she's going to have a major role in this film.
I would think so. Yeah.
So do you think she's going to be sort of like hunting the Birds of Prey and they're working together in like a Gotham?
Did you guys talk about this last week? Because I don't remember the story where they said Harley Quinn is not part of the Birds of Prey. She's kind of like the rogue agent in the film.
Yes.
She's not a part of the team. So I would assume Montoya's more a part of the team.
Well, I don't know. See, I'm wondering.
Is she going to be the Gordon to their kind of Batman?
I think maybe a Gordon to their Batman, but also maybe at first she's kind of hunting them before she's working with them. I think you're going to have everybody working on your own thing because we have Black Mask as the main villain in this. And then also Zsasz, Victor Zsasz is in this movie too. So I think you're going to have these vigilantes that Montoya would be on the other side of. Obviously, Harley Quinn is like a villain, straight up villain, but then she gets kicked out by the Joker.
She
so we will
join
see
right away,
the Jared Leto Joker, whether he's actually playing it or not. You see a glimpse of it.
It's going to be not much, I don't think.
I don't know. But, I mean, the film is called The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. So it's going to be about her getting her groove back, how Harley got her groove back.
Oh, yeah. I like that one, too.
I think it's just going to be a fun scene to see Joker just throwing clothes out of an apartment. It's so humanizing, in a way.
Yeah, how are they both in an apartment? How are they both out in, like, a federal prison?
New York is pricey.
Well, they got out in Suicide Squad, so they're on the lam, as
I
it
guess.
Were. They're on the lam.
Yep. We also have a photo of Harley Quinn and Cassandra Cain on set going for a little drive, which we can't see in studio on our TV.
Right.
But that's okay.
We are screenless, but we know that happens.
Yes, that does happen.
Take a little joyride together.
Moving on. So James Gunn is going to be using the same costume designer that he used for Guardians of the Galaxy, which is very exciting. Because she's fantastic. And her name is Judianna Makovsky.
And I think it was Guardians 2. I'm not sure if it was the costume designer the first one. Yeah,
Guardians 2. Good call.
Did the Idris Elba news drop before last episode, or did it drop like an hour after? Or was it an hour before? Idris Elba is not Deadshot.
So the Idris Elba thing happened while we were shooting the show last week.
Because I remember sending it to you, but I think you guys were taping.
Yeah.
Did
but the chat roll, yeah, okay, told us. But we still don't know. But I mean, it's certainly worth talking about that. You know, some people were picking Bronze Tiger because that's a black character, so it's a fair guess, and he's a frequent Suicide Squad member. But right now, nobody knows. Nobody knows who he's playing. It's so bizarre. This story gets weirder and weirder because at first we were like, oh well, if he's recasting Deadshot, Deadshot must be super important to the story.
Yep.
And now, not recasting Deadshot, but the actor staying there.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out what he could be doing.
Well, I wouldn't think they want to piss off Will Smith by getting rid of him.
Unless, do you think maybe his schedule's busy and he's going to play a lesser role, perhaps, where he's not on set as much? That's
Will Smith or Idris
Elba? Idris Elba.
Just to go back for a second, Ivan Soto has an interesting question. I'm curious what you guys think. Does creating the Shazam family make Billy less special as the main guy? My feeling on it is, you know what it did for me? It kind of made that Superman cameo weirder. Because I'm like, he's a superhero. He don't need this validation from like the people in the cafeteria anymore.
Well,
he is the guy as
a kid, though. People in the cafeteria don't realize who he is. So,
this is true.
Instead of getting picked on at school, it's like, hey.
For me, it's still, even though they were superheroes, then they're still kids.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you are a superhero, you would still look up to Superman.
Yeah.
No matter how many of you there were. Like, you wouldn't go, like, we're superpowers, so we don't need you anymore, Superman. You're still like, oh, my God, I'm going to be buddies with Superman now. We're going to hang out at the Justice League. We're going to hang out in the Watchtower. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
Yes. Well, that's how they play Shazam a lot in the Justice League.
Yeah, I think that's all the kids are kind of like that. I think, you know, Mary Marvel might have a crush on him. You know, maybe Eugene will have a crush on him.
Do you think it makes it less special that you have now a team of heroes versus just the individual?
No. I think it makes it makes the family that much closer in a way. Now, I don't know how they're going to play into the sequel.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's a question for Geoff Johns. Like, why did he create these characters to do that? Like, it was always, Billy and Miss Mary Marvel and Shazam.
Yeah, and Captain Marvel Jr.
And there was the old guy that was, like, the fat guy with the white hair.
Yeah, who would also wear the Shazam
outfit.
Yeah,
so, like, what were
those? We probably saw the same cartoon.
Yeah, but so it's like, but where was everyone else? That's a Geoff Johns, the New 52. So I'm very curious what his thought was on adding that to the
mythology. I would like a little bit more clear, because I like power sets clearly defined.
Okay, all right.
I would like to know, the movie seemed to intimate that they had specialty powers.
Well, I think, isn't it each one of the kids has a specific one?
Yes, but it was a little gray. Because they all could kind of do everything a little bit. But one was supposed to be really strong. One was supposed to be really fast. Yes, that's the idea, is that they all have one of those. I would like to see that.
One shot lightning. Eugene shot lightning.
Yes. So if you make that clearer, and then Shazam, Billy's character, has got all of them, then it's not less special. Then it's like he's the captain of the team.
Yeah.
So I hope it's more like that, and maybe we'll get more into that in a sequel.
Yeah.
And like we mentioned, we do know Suicide Squad 2 costume is going to be great because Julianna Makovsky's involved. Robert De Niro talking about Joker and its affiliation with King of Comedy. That's a film from 1983 where he was basically a crazy comedian who became obsessed with a talk show host who was Jerry Lewis. And Todd Phillips flat out said, he said, look, I was influenced by that movie a lot and there are Joker influences there. And so De Niro said, yeah, there's a connection. It's not as direct as the character that, you know, I'm playing in Joker, but he made it clear that, if they would have proposed the idea, I would have said, that's interesting. Maybe we'll try it. But by making this type of film, it's connected in a way, as you'll see. So it's amazing to have the
Can I give you another quote from Bobby D here?
Please. Bobby D?
He said, but it's not not a direct connection.
Oh, good.
Because the character I'm playing, Rupert, many years later as a host. Okay? If they would have proposed to me, I would have said, that's interesting. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that.
We'll
not. It's connected, but it's different. It's not the same.
Yeah, multiple thumbs.
Yep.
That's damn good. Damn good.
I mean, have you seen King Comedy?
I have not. I need to, though.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. It makes Jerry Lewis, like, seem like a normal actor person. Like, Jerry Lewis is great in it. It's worth a rewatch. If you haven't seen The King of Comedy and you're waiting for The Joker, I highly recommend this Scorsese classic film.
Mm-hmm. And moving on, I have not seen this yet, but we got some Watchmen.
Yes,
yeah, I didn't see either.
So I just saw this today. So they just released some test footage from the Paul Greengrass abandoned Watchmen film. So there's about 30 minutes of footage. It's worth checking out because one of the actors. What?
Yeah,
no, this is stuff that was shot as test footage, so there's no budget, but it might give you an idea as to the tone that Greengrass would have done. And it's interesting that you know who's playing Night Owl?
Who?
Ian Glen.
In this thing?
Yes.
Wow.
Who we'll talk about in a little bit.
I have the script for this Watchmen. It's
the Greengrass one.
It's interesting. I believe.
So why did they scrap it?
There's a couple different scripts I read. There's one by David Hayter, who's known for the X-Men films. The Greengrass one, I believe, was set. Hmm. They didn't do the whole 80s thing.
Right.
It's very current, taking the current but twisting. I think there's a set piece on the Statue of Liberty, if I'm not mistaken. But it was very current. They set it in like a nebulous time period, but they didn't do the whole, hey, this is the 80s changed thing.
There's, I saw a little bit of the footage today, and you can see the very famous...
now, this is not leaked. This is officially released, like it's out, or was it like, hey, we found this, and it's going to be gone in a few days?
I don't know the official status of it. It doesn't seem like it's being rescinded or anything. Okay, it seems like it's kind of just surfaced.
Check this out when I get home.
But you will see this famous scene with Rorschach eating the beans out of the can with his mask, you know.
Human bean juice.
Beans, yeah.
He was so damn good, Jackie Earle Haley.
Fine like this. Don't you want to heat him up or something? Fine like this. Yeah, he was great.
So damn good.
What else?
And lastly, did you want to talk about this Xbox One situation?
I mean, I'm not a gamer, but it looks incredible.
So here's what I understand. There's a Shazam Xbox One gaming console, but there's no Shazam Xbox One game. That does look awesome.
Oh, they just did the whole skin.
Yeah, skin.
I'm not into that. I'm a gamer, and I'm not into the whole buying your PlayStation that's got the Batman logo all over it.
I got the Arkham Knight PlayStation, it's very classily done.
Okay.
It's very, like, subtle.
Okay.
It's not awesome. Like that. It's not like this.
You better love the movie that you're...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be with you for a long time.
Kids, they got their things.
But yeah, now I think it's time to cross over into the other universe.
In honor of Roxy Stryer, it's time for...
Because she's not here.
Because she's in Chicago. Far, far away. Here, see what I did there?
Yes, you did.
TV time! All right, first things first, Game of Thrones star. I don't know how to say it. Is it Ian Glen?
I think it's Ian.
I-A-I-N is a weird way to say Ian, but okay. He's been cast to play Bruce Wayne on Titans.
Isn't that also Palpatine's name? Ian?
Ian McDiarmid. McDiarmid.
McDiarmid.
Yeah, that guy. So this dropped the other day.
Definitely older Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, and I think it's great because I sent up a picture. People are like, someone's posted, they always do this in TV shows, and I hate when they do it because they don't know if they're going to use the character, so they'll use like the back of an actor without his face. And they did that in one of the episodes of Titans, and this bigger guy.
Which was cool.
And people are like, oh, Bruce Wayne aged in 20 years. But then I threw up a picture of Ian Glenn in Tomb Raider. He was in Tomb Raider 20 years ago, looking very young Bruce Wayne-ish. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, 20 years. They'll probably give him a wig. Or they're just going to gray him up and make him the older Bruce Wayne. Because in Titans, they're going for a very gruff Batman.
I don't think they're going to gray him up at all. I think he's pretty much the age he's going to want to be.
Yeah, but he's got that reddish hair. He's got a reddish tint.
So they will darken
him. They'll darken him. Or they'll go grayer. They won't keep him with his gingerish hair.
I was surprised that some people were like mixed on this because... A, the guy's amazing on Game of Thrones.
He's a great actor.
He's such a good actor. You know he's not going to have a huge part in the show. It's not like he's playing Batman.
They'll probably do like a flashback or, you know.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, the impression I'm getting is that they're going to try to reconcile because the whole season one
I'm even more on board.
Yeah, I think they're going to move forward with their relationship.
I think Titans is... It hit its stride. It took a little while to get going, but man, I mean, we got Deathstroke coming. We got Jericho. We got his daughter coming in. We've got Bruce Wayne now.
If you think about it,
going all out.
I think him adapting the Nightwing moniker might be indicative of him accepting Bruce.
I hope they finally show him that Nightwing suit.
Oh, they're going to. Well, we know this because the kid that plays Jason Todd is a season regular. We're not having dueling Robins. And at the end of the season, he's already killed Robin. You know, Dick does not want to be Robin anymore.
He did that early on. He burned the suit and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, with like a couple episodes left. So
I'm excited.
I'm really excited. I love the fight choreography on the show. I bet we'll see Batman do a little something something in plain clothes.
No, hopefully.
Something.
I think this guy's great. I think we'll see him.
I think it's awesome. It's so exciting. How can you not be excited for this?
Well, one person who's definitely not excited is Stephen Amell. He's very upset and even said he had an ugly cry over Emily Bette Rickards leaving Arrow. So.
Yeah, it's interesting. We know that they're getting an eighth season, an abbreviated eighth season. My thoughts are this, and it hasn't been announced yet. I think Emily Bette Rickards?
Yes. Yeah.
She's got another TV show. I think she booked a pilot.
She's doing a Broadway show.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, she's on Broadway right now, apparently with a show that she's been involved with before.
Is there a limited run on that?
I think so. Okay. It's happening like pronto. It's like happening soon.
I think she got a TV show then.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason. Because they're not going to film season 8 of Arrow till 6-7 months from now. It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
So her play would have done, I guarantee next fall she'll be on a TV show on some other network. I think she probably was asked to let go of her contract.
So do you think...
There's no way you do 7 seasons of this. And we have to remember the fact that she was a one-episode co-star.
Yeah.
And turned into what she is in the show. And that's a testament to her as an actress, the way they created that character. And for her to leave before the final season is kind of like... It feels like she had her run, but I got another show that's going
to
last.
Yeah, I have a feeling that there's something she's really excited about. And look, when it comes to your career, we all know this. Sometimes you got to take a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
And to not go, hey, there's 10 more episodes. Let's finish out with a bang. I think this was one, hey, I got this TV show. I'm the series lead. Guys. Maybe. And they're like, go do your, be you. Do you.
I think maybe this was creatively synergistic, meaning that if this ugly cry is indicative to the death of Felicity Smoke, if you kill this character, then with this 10 episodes, you have to finish season 8. I'm excited about my biggest complaint about all the CW shows is just the really long, drawn out storytelling.
Yeah.
So I think if you end this with the death of Felicity and then you have 10 episodes to wrap up this series, I'm excited about where that could go. And maybe it was beneficial to both sides. And she didn't have to make the whole thing. And it's not about them going off together in the sunset. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know if you're going to actually kill off Oliver Queen in the Arrowverse or what. But
maybe.
I'm going to watch for the first time in a while.
There you go. CW President Mark Peterwitz. Is talking about someone who is arriving, and that's going to be Batwoman. He said, we know who we are, and everything is pretty set forth in development. He noted that Batwoman will help extend the franchise and the Arrowverse. So a bit of a connection there for sure.
Yeah, so still connected, and clearly now you have your dark rebel vigilante. Like, within one season, exit Arrow, enter Batwoman.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's smart. It's a female-led show, which the public is demanding
more of.
It's
kind of like a refresh.
Yeah,
I would hope they've already talked about that the crossover that is going to be next season
it predates the crossover.
Bigger.
They're saying
But I'm just saying.
Oh, Crisis.
The Crisis that's coming is bigger than anything they've done.
Yeah.
I think it's going to establish the fact that Queen can come back in some form.
Right.
Mel, the show is over, but these characters are not done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they've established in this world, you know, we'll have these characters
It will
around.
Be interesting to see because, you know, as we've discussed, the Crisis, the famous first Crisis storyline ends with the death of Supergirl as DC was attempting to kind of eliminate a lot of their multiverse and kind of make a universe a little bit more like Marvel. But a big death. So it would be interesting if a big death like Oliver Queen could happen. But as we know, in the CW verse, there are infinite multiverses, so he could always come back in a different form as a different actor. The Weird Imian implied that John Diggle was Green Lantern in another universe. So there's a lot out there to do.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, there is. And how about this? There's a lot to do. Lucifer's back, and it's going to be on Netflix. And you talk about people being in shape. We're going to show you the trailer, or the teaser, or whatever you want to call it.
Are we allowed to show the trailer?
It's there's some sensuality. It's scantily clad.
I know.
We're going to show it right here.
What? Unfortunately, we can't show the trailer. You guys
okay, we cannot.
Yes, we have been embargoed from showing trailers.
Well, Lucifer is in a pool. He's half naked. He's coming back.
Coming back on Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Everyone's like, yes, daddy. I don't know. That's what they say, the kids, the girls. Yes, daddy.
Oh, yes, daddy?
Like, yes, daddy.
Oh, that's because he's like a daddy type?
Or zaddy. They say zaddy. That's the new thing. Zaddy.
Yeah. Yes,
you
zaddy.
Know, they're like, you know. Okay. They saw Mufasa in the Lion King trailer and like, oh, daddy. I'm like, well, that's a cartoon.
Who's saying that?
Like, the girls online. It's all of our friends, the same group of friends. We all have the same friends on Twitter, and they're always like, Simba or Mufasa's his dad,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Like, oh, Mufasa, dude, daddy. I'm like,
wait, are they saying they're attracted to a lion?
Well, ask those girls.
Okay.
Ask those ladies.
I'm not going to go there.
But they're in our group of friends, and they're all doing that, and I'm just like, okay.
Check reality sometimes. Spoiler, he bites it.
hey.
Hey, daddy.
Yes, he does.
So, yeah, that's pretty much all the news that's fit to print. There's not much else going on in the world.
Yeah, that pretty much covers the news, I guess.
Have you noticed we're either some days on this show with news, it's like... We're like, wow, we're done. We got, okay, that's it. Another day is like, we still got 20 more stories and we only have 2 minutes left to go.
I know.
It's either feast or famine here, it seems like.
And we talked at length about the topics as well. And we still, we moved swimmingly through them. Yeah. But I think we did as much as we could as far as the
DC. I will just say, you know, with regard to Lucifer, I haven't been on board. But I think now that it is all on Netflix, I might be more inclined to watch a couple of these shows together.
Right.
Sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to sit down and bust through some Lucifers.
Okay.
We'll see.
VOD makes
could
it
happen. I'm still really trying to get to catch up with Gotham and watch Gotham by the end, but man, it is a challenge.
They showed that trailer for the last couple episodes, and I was like, wow.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's not...
But it's, how weird is it?
They're going for broke, man. It's over.
So the fact that Bruno Heller... creator of Rome, love that show.
Yeah.
This show, Batman, Gotham, not the hugest fan of, and now doing the Alfred. Do you think the Pennyworth show doesn't look like it's the same tone as Gotham?
And it looked completely different than I thought it was going to be. So I'll give it a shot. Pennyworth it went completely different than what I thought. Pennyworth kind of like doing young James Bond, and I thought it was going to be kind of more of his time in the military.
Pennyworth has a sense of humor, it looks like to me.
Well, I think Gotham thinks it has a sense of humor, too.
Gotham thinks it
does. They want us to talk about Doom Patrol. I'm a couple episodes behind on Doom Patrol. I think
I'm a little behind.
I'm going to watch a couple of episodes, I think, right now because I'm feeling a little bit tired.
It's funny. There was an article. I didn't post it in the links, but they were saying that Doom Patrol is kind of getting more critical success, but it's not doing the numbers that Titans was doing.
I could see that.
And
it's
very
a little weird.
Why, because everyone that I know loves Titans. Or loves Doom Patrol. As in Titans, they were always kind of like, it got there for me. But I was just like, Doom Patrol, man, they go for it. I love the fact that they're unapologetic. They just go for it and just have fun with it. I mean, the talking goat and everything. I mean, not talking goat, but the goat and everything. Yeah. I'm just like, it's so weird and kooky, but it scratches the right itch for me.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do love Titans.
I really, really, I'm like both so far. And I'll say it before, I'll say it again. I can't believe we've got what a great couple months here. We have Game of Thrones returning this weekend.
I'm one of those only guys that does not watch.
I've never seen it.
Justice League versus the Fatal Five arriving on DC Streaming Universe on Monday,
and that means Ninja Turtles Batman is next, and then Hush.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's going to be so long.
Then we got an Avengers movie showing up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Godzilla, Swamp Thing.
When is Swamp Thing? May, right?
May 31st.
Wow. When are we getting a picture of the big guy?
I don't know.
You would
They're
think
really
now,
it's back.
It's a month and a half away. Would you think we'd get a picture
we'll
of the big
start
guy?
To see pictures in a couple of weeks. I feel like everything is on after Endgame.
I'm so glad
They're smart.
It's
Endgame
a TV budget.
Thing.
They don't have the dollars to spend. They have to be more effective with their advertising dollars.
Okay, I'm on board with
that. I do think it's weird that we haven't seen anything, but I'm also glad we haven't seen any wonky pictures that can get criticized. You remember how those Titans costumes were getting ripped apart months before anything was officially released? They've kept this really on lockdown. We have no idea.
But we do know there's an actor in a suit.
Derek Mears.
Derek Mears. Yeah. So we know that there's an actor. It's not just going to be like a disobulated, dismembered, like, voice.
I think it's mostly going to be man in suit, which is great, but I think enhanced digitally, which we've never seen before. And sometimes he's just going to be the freaking swamp.
When I think of enhanced digitally, I think of the Aquaman costume. Because he wore it on set, but there were the tracking dots on him, and it just smoothed over the seams where the muscles would come. And it just looked so great. You couldn't tell with CGI. I think they've really come to a point where do it practically and then enhance it. Like Winter Soldier's arm.
Yeah.
They enhanced that digitally.
Yes.
Which I think
that was a great one.
Fair enough.
So hopefully that'll be what it is with Swamp.
Man in suit, Doom Tribe T. Yes.
All right.
So, Johnny.
Yes.
Anything you want to talk about before we go away?
Jeez.
Yeah.
There is.
Until next week?
I wish Roxy was here to be in studio for this.
Oh, boy. Get ready, guys.
It's
grab your tissues like Stephen Amell.
It's a bummer to say this this will be my final show in studio for DC Movie News Live. It's, you know, life happens, and sometimes life takes you in a different area, and I'm not going to be in Southern California anymore. So I'm going to, you know, fill everyone in at some point, but right now I'm going to keep all the details private to myself. But I'm okay. It's just that sometimes in life things happen, and you have to make a decision. And so
it's a step up. It is a moving
Johnny,
forward.
Johnny, I know that you can't talk about details yet, but is this a positive thing? I mean, are you mixed about this? How are you feeling about it's a huge move. You're moving to Florida.
Well, yeah.
From California.
I didn't say where I was moving. But,
oh, shit. Did you not?
No, I did not.
Oh, can you not say that?
I can't say where I'm moving.
All right, redacted.
Yeah, I didn't. I will not confirm that. But no, I'm going to be moving, and it's a good thing. It's an opportunity that, like I said earlier, with our careers, you never know what's going to come up. Sometimes you have to take a chance, and it's been an amazing 4.5 years. I mean, we have photos to show. I collected a whole bunch of photos.
It's been 4.5 years, hasn't it, for you guys? I came on a little over 4 years ago with you guys. I was in February. You guys were welcome.
November.
Welcome me on.
Yeah.
In February of 2015. And it's been 4 years with us. Wow.
Yeah, I remember when Christian put the show together, Christian Harloff, and we
That's
got to the point.
That's the picture of me looking down at Roxy's chest?
Mike, there's
sakes,
a lot.
My girlfriend watches this show.
There's a lot of them.
Babe, I'm sorry. I know you're watching right now.
It's a collage, Mike. There's
Look
photos
at Roxy
from
with dark hair,
us.
Too. Look at you guys.
Yeah, these are from way back in the day. We can just kind of get through them all and go through memory lane here.
What's your shirt say? 2016 Monsoon what?
It's,
Monsoon Mears?
It's a funny shirt. It's Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan.
Oh.
It's a pro
were
wrestling.
They
wrestlers.
I know
classic.
The wrestlers. Was that a team you wanted? Now, that's a picture I love. That was
yes.
a birthday. I've got that on my fridge at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great picture of us.
Indeed.
Look at that. Oh, man. The old studio. Look at that. Oh, man. Man, I don't want to get
that. Yeah, Johnny.
Now.
So we have more photos. Yeah, we want to just show them all. But yeah, it's been an amazing, amazing time. And I'm still going to be involved in the show. I'm still going to help put the rundown together. Hopefully every week, I'm going to try to do best with that.
Can you chat in with us?
I think so.
Like we always do. Kind of like we got Johnny. You'll be like Johnny on the spot, we'll call you.
Yeah.
Johnny on the spot on location, wherever you are.
Yeah, I mean, look, I still want to be able to do trailer reactions. I'm still going to help put the rundown together every single week. So I'm still on the team.
Wow.
I'm still on
so
the
you're
squad.
Just going to, like, do labor for free? Just because?
Yes, I love the show.
People love our reactions that we're
That's
doing
amazing.
Lately.
That's
yeah.
amazing. Oh,
producer,
we have to keep doing those reactions. Yeah,
Ryan,
people are liking that.
Ryan, our producer, has been great about putting the four of us up together like that. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And people have gone nuts for that.
Ryan has really stepped up our show to the next level. Our producer, Ryan Nilsson, and we're very grateful for him. And it's been so fun. Like these last 4.5 years, man. Like I was getting emotional last night going through these photos and trying to come up with a collage because the show has meant so much to me over the past four. Because I'll be honest, I said right from the start when Christian put us together, I said, look, I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. He says you don't have to be. But just go in and be yourself.
That's what's great about this panel, I think.
You know?
And I think that one of the things that separates us from a lot of the other podcasts out there is, like, you know, you have people like Adam and I that are, you know, encyclopedias of DC knowledge, and we also have very distinct different viewpoints on this stuff. Roxy, it provides such a great balance between that, and then you come in and you are just kind of the guy that loves this stuff. You know, you're like my girlfriend. You don't know the history, but you can enjoy it. So you're just kind of like a lot of people out there that
I've done a lot of research.
You're the guy that their gateway, you know.
Right, but
I'm like Johnny. I don't know about this movies, but I want a guy's opinion that doesn't know about the movies.
It's important to have different points of view, and you're so good as just kind of the host and the traffic cop for everything we've done,
yes.
You know, for guiding the discussions, and it's going to not be the same show without you here all the time.
Who's
going
to separate the two of us when we go at it?
I don't know.
And when Roxy gets on your side a lot, this is going to be a bloodbath.
And of course, you know, we got to thank, you know, Ricky Middlesworth, of course.
Oh, look at that picture.
Yeah,
ain't that great? A cute picture? Look at us.
Yes.
Look at that, like the smiling faces. Look
love
at
it.
How happy
look at
that
my mutton
was
chops
right there.
And then, of course, we had people like, you know,
the team and just Schmodown. Oh, what happened to that team?
Ricky Middlesworth making photos for us.
What happened to that team right there?
Yeah, Mike, you really got rid of that.
You don't
know
got the picture of the breakup picture,
hero.
Did you?
No,
I don't. You didn't put that picture up there?
I do not have a breakup photo.
Double
I apologize.
Fingers up there?
You're everything I wish
look at that.
I could be.
Look at that.
Oh, man. I could fly higher than an eagle.
Man, Jesus.
What's Johnny?
What a way we've come.
You
what
are the
far,
wind beneath my wings.
Far away we've come.
Thank you, guys. It's really meant so much to me. That's why I'm going to stay a part of the show. Like, I'm still going to help. Like, if you see a rundown, odds are I'm there. I'm behind it. I just won't be in studio physically. But trust me, I'm going to be still doing the social media thing. I'm still going to be all just stay tuned, follow me. And then I'm definitely going to let everyone know when I can what my next step in life is going to be. But right now, just going to, you know, lay low and go forward and
yes.
You know.
And to be fair, I also don't know what you're doing. And I really am curious. Mm-hmm. We can't wait to find out. And
thank you.
Like you said, you'll keep us posted. I'm very, very excited and interested.
Is there going to be a reveal of it? Or are you finally going to be able to, like, will it be like, finally, guys, this is what I've been hiding.
Yes.
This is it. And you'll throw it up. And,
I think
and,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
But it's really been an honor to be a part of the show. And it's been a thrill. We've had so many great memories. 4.5 years flew by. And it's all because of you. Everyone listening, everyone watching. That's why we're still here. And
I mean,
that's why
that.
The show.
We saw Justin League on the lot. For
we sure did.
So it helped us. You
and
guys, the fans,
it.
And
man,
this group have really
those are some
us.
Rose-colored glasses.
And I love the movie, so I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
It says.
Yes, it was.
But yeah, so, you know, with that said, Adam, put yourself over.
Hey, guys, I'm not going anywhere. I'm Adam Gertler, and you can find me at Adam Gertler. Go to Doghouse, buy a Ninja Foodie, cook yourself some grub, talk to me on Twitter, Instagram, and we'll see you soon.
I'm Mikey.
Hey, guys, Mike Klanowski, and you can't get rid of me. I'm staying here, so you just find me on Twitter. That's my main thing.
You're good at it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. I'm trying to balance. I'm trying to be keep a more level. I've learned a lesson on Twitter.
Okay.
Because you can't always read tone by some people.
Yes.
And my girlfriend is a phenomenal like babe. Don't respond that to that person.
Right.
They meant it this way.
Sure.
And I'm like, no, this person's coming at me. This and that. She's like, babe, you're not reading it right. This is probably some person that just doesn't understand. She's not trolling you.
She's amazing.
And she's like the little voice on my shoulder that's like, don't type that. Don't
yeah,
type
yeah.
that. And so I am trying to be better on Twitter. I know I come off sometimes kind of strong against people that have, you know, I assume the worst. I assume this person's attacking me. And then and then so many people have just like, Mike, no, huge fan. I was just messing with you. And also now with the Schmodown, people kind of come at me from a heel standpoint, and I realize that they're just playing with me.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm trying,
no,
to, be,
I get it.
I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be better in my regular interactions on Twitter.
I got riled up by a kid who tweeted us, like, last week about how he claims he went in to see Shazam.
No, we're not talking about you.
Yeah.
Well, no, you go away.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your opinion, Tony. Go away.
Yeah, so it's
that
like...
That guy, we know Tony.
That
get
even got me riled
garbage.
Up, and I'm like, why are you wasting our
he
time?
He started again and again yesterday. He's like, nah,
that's
Tony,
fine.
You're not... My girlfriend says it best, and you'll appreciate this. She's like, Mike, It's like every time you get riled up, you're like, up. And here comes Kalinowski off the top ropes. That's her saying for it. She's like, you come off the top ropes That's all great. The time at people.
Splash.
Yeah. So, I'm being right. better.
Well, follow Roxy Stryer at Roxy Stryer. She's in Chicago this weekend doing the Schmodown stuff, amongst other things as well. And we are at DC Movie News Live on all social media platforms. And thank you to the Popcorn Talk for having the show. And I'm at Jay Quasto on all social media if you want to follow me. And I will make sure I let you guys all know what's going to be happening in life. But with that said, as I say every single week, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.